Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Previous program, dear listeners, we started talking about the elements that make up the correct form of relation with the Almighty Allah, the kind of relation that should be based on a kind of equilibrium and harmony. We concluded that Islamic sources reject the idea that the relation with Allah should be established based on a just single element, and they try to establish a kind of relation that has a wide range of elements in it. Raja, khawf, tadarru', tadhallul, khushu', and inaba, istighfar, tamjid, and ubudiyyah, and dhikr, and also raghba, were all from the elements that have been counted as the elements we should have in our relations with the Almighty Allah. Each of these elements, in itself, is regarded as a path leading towards Allah. So one's yearning for Him, love for Him, and intimacy with Him is a path which leads to the Almighty Allah. Fear and awe of Him is another path leading to Him. Humility toward Him is yet a third path towards Him. Entertaining hope in Him and invoking Him is also another path arriving at Him. Alhamdulillah, khaliq al-khalq, باسط الرزق فالق الأصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى. So accordingly, we should all make our way to the Almighty Allah through different paths, not confining ourselves to one single path. And this is the secret that the Islamic school of thought is trying to establish. And this is because each of these paths has its own kind of aroma, taste, perfection, and fruition in our journey toward the Almighty Allah, which is not to be found in other paths. As a result, Islam represents a kind of pluralistic basis for the establishment of the relation with the Almighty Allah, the Exalted. However, this is a very wide topic in itself, and of course discussion about it is beyond the scope of our program. So let's get on to these wide range of elements. The best of these elements, the most powerful, the most efficient of them in binding one to the Almighty Allah and strengthening his relation with him, is what we call Hubbullah, or the love of the Almighty Allah. Among the different forms of relation with Allah, there is no form more powerful and more effective than love in consolidating the relationship of a servant with his Rabb, or the Almighty Allah. A comparison between the elements which make up the relation with Allah, interestingly, has appeared in some of the Islamic traditions. It is narrated that Allah the Exalted revealed to Prophet Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim as-salam, "O Dawood, my remembrance is for those who remember me. My paradise is for the obedient ones. My love is for those who yearn to me, while I am specifically for the lovers." Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Love is better than fear." Muhammad bin Ya'qub al-Kulayni reports from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, "There are three types of worshippers: a people who worship Allah the Almighty the Majestic out of fear, and this is the worship of the slaves. kind of people who worship Allah the Blessed, the Exalted, for the rewards. And this is the worship of the merchants. And the third type of people who worship Allah the Almighty, the Majestic, out of love. This is the worship of the free people. And it is the best kind of worship.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
So, Imam Sadr alayhi salam is talking about the best kind of worship with the best kind of ibadah. And as you can see, the best kind of ibadah is not the one which is taking longer or having the best quality. And of course, the best quality in this case means being submerged in the thinking of the Almighty Allah, and not in the thinking of the Almighty Allah's rewards or his punishments, but the thinking of himself. And that's why the people who worship Almighty Allah out of love are having the best kind of worship. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
About yourself?
Amir Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who is taught me the art of love,
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this cool, pretty Sunday, November 29th, 2020. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Dear friends, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Keep us company until the end of the program. You're listening to the Sunday program, Listeners Special. And as you may know, many of you may have the problem of sending us reception reports. As you may know, these reception reports are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will normally receive a QSL card from us in IRIB English Radio. However, these days with the outbreak of coronavirus pandemic around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted, unfortunately, due to the coronavirus pandemic. We hope that this disease is controlled very soon, and then we can get back on track and send you paper QSL cards and souvenirs of IRIB English Radio. And here I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Maurizio Vecchi from Italy, M. Abdulrazak from India, and João Carlos El Caputo, one of our regular listeners from Brazil. Maurizio, M. Abdulrazak, and João Carlos El Caputo, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters, which I mentioned some of the names here, including Serge Till from Luxembourg, Hemant Kumar, one of our regular listeners from India, Olmar Kvik from Sweden, who is also one of our regular listeners, Niels Lashbrook from the United States, and Sutomo Huang from Indonesia. Thanks a lot for these kind letters and emails. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds after the music. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Sweden. This email is from Olmar Kvik from Sweden. Olmar is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear friends, it's a pleasure to observe the efforts made by IRIB English Radio to improve the audio quality of the transmission. The recent days have shown such an improvement that the listeners, with some skill and effort, by adjusting the receivers to the best bandwidth and sideband, can follow your transmissions. It is really not perfect, but the improvement is clear. I want to tell you that I listen to IRIB English Radio on the web with Iranian music and listeners special. This, of course, with perfect audio quality. The website iransera.ir seems to be working, but many other sites are unfortunately unusable. As always, a confirmation of my report will be welcome, and it can favorably be sent by email. From Sweden, where the fallen leaves are falling on the ground, days are often gloomy and cloudy. My kind regards to you and your colleagues. First of all, greetings to you from Iran and IRB English Radio, Omar Kubik from Sweden, and thanks a lot for writing to us. It seems that you are satisfied with the audio quality of the transmission, and that's all we want in IRB English Radio, to provide the best quality of broadcast, signals, transmission, audio, and programs to our dear listeners around the world. May the best days in your life come very soon. Stay safe and healthy during the pandemic. And let the warm signals of IRIB English Radio fill your time at home during these gloomy days, as you said, the gloomy days of autumn and winter, and also during the lockdowns. Anyway, we're looking forward to hearing from you very soon in your upcoming emails. Tell us which programs you like the best. Here we have an email from Luxembourg. This email is from Serge Till from Luxembourg. Serge says, "Dear Madam or Sir, few days ago I listened to your programs on SW frequency. I live in Colmarburg in the center of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. Can you please send me a classical QSL card, not an EQSL? Thank you in advance and stay in good health. Greetings from Iran and IRB English Radio to Luxembourg and to Serge Till." Serge Till from Luxembourg, it seems that you've already joined us in IRB English Radio. We're so glad that signals of IRB English Radio is heard in different parts of the world, including in Luxembourg. And regarding your request about sending classical QSL card, or paper QSL card or EQSL card, I have to mention that, as we have said during our programs, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio or any souvenirs or promotional items, including postcards, is temporarily halted due to the outbreak of coronavirus. So please be patient. But this mutual relationship between us and you in IRIB English Radio is, we hope that this relationship goes on. And don't forget to tell us your views about our programs during your upcoming emails to IRIB English Radio. Thanks a lot for writing to us, Serge Till from Luxembourg. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Dear listeners, after a short break, we will be back with all emails and letters from around the world. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Hemant Kumar from India. Dr. Hemant Kumar is one of our regular listeners who says, "Radio is a powerful medium for celebrating humanity in all of its diversity and constitutes a platform for democratic discourse. At the global level, radio remains the most widely consumed medium. This unique ability to reach out the widest audience means radio can shape a society's experience of diversity, stand as an arena for all voices to speak out, be represented and heard. In my opinion, radio stations should serve diverse communities, offer a wide variety of programs, viewpoints, and content, and reflect the diversity of audiences in their organizations and operations. Greetings to you from Iran, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, one of our regular listeners, and lots of gratitude for writing to us. So once again, this was another wonderful email from one of our regular listeners, Dr. Hemant Kumar, and it was really a wonderful description of radio, as you said. It's a powerful medium for celebrating humanity in all its diversity, and it also constitutes a platform for democratic discourse. Thanks a lot. It was a really nice description of radio. In your view, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, write to us very soon and tell us your views about our broadcast in IRIB English Radio. And from the United States, we have an email from Niels Lashbrook. Niels Lashbrook says, "Hello to all staff. I would love to get a paper QSL card if that is possible. Secondly, I would appreciate if you could send a broadcast schedule of some sort to me as well, so I can know when to tune in. Best regards, Niels." Niels Lashbrook from the US, hello, and thank you for writing to IRIB English Radio. As your request about sending promotional items, including QSL cards or paper QSL cards or broadcast schedule, here I mentioned for several times that in our radio, we used to send our dear listeners around the world the paper QSL cards as well as souvenirs and promotional items of our radio. But unfortunately, with the outbreak of coronavirus, this tradition halted. And we hope that soon in the future, after the disease is controlled around the world, we can get back on this track and send our dear listeners paper QSL cards and promotional items. And about the broadcast schedule, you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en, and there you can find our broadcast schedule. Anyway, Niels, write to us soon and tell us which programs you like the best in IRIB English Radio. We're looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Stay safe and healthy. Dear listeners, what about a short break? Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and we have an email from Indonesia. This is from Stumo Huang. Stumo Huang says, "I'm glad to inform you that I'm enjoying your interesting and informative programs regularly. The reception of Radio IRIB English service is very good here in Indonesia. Please try to send me some hard copies of QSL cards, postcards, and some radio souvenirs, etc. With very best wishes and best regards." First of all, greetings from Iran and IRIB English Radio to you in Indonesia, Stumo Huang, and thank you for writing to us. Seeing that our listeners around the world are pleased and satisfied with the quality of the programs and the signal and the audio makes us more strengthened and resolved in continue our path in IRIB English Radio. And as you said, you've requested promotional items, but as we have mentioned several times, sending any item like QSL cards, postcards, and radio souvenirs will be resumed after the COVID-19 disease is controlled. For the time being, we keep this mutual relationship going. You listen to IRIB English Radio broadcast, and you can send us emails and letters, and you can tell us your views about our broadcast. You can tell us your views about the quality of our programs. and we reflect your views in Listeners Special. Anyway, many thanks for writing to us, Stumo Huang from Indonesia. We're looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Thank you. And I think time tells me that here we have to skip to a section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Hello there. Hello, everybody in Iran. I hope everybody's okay out there. My name is Adam Santa. I'm from Leicester in England. I am a frequent listener of IRIB. I've been tuning in on the shortwaves for about a year now and again, whenever I get time. I enjoy the show. I enjoy the content. It's a very interesting show. I enjoy hearing about the listeners from around the world. And I hope that everybody is doing well this summer. I think the content is pretty good. I particularly like the interview segments. It's quite interesting when you get people from different parts of the world there. It's quite interesting to hear their perspective on things, simply because you don't really get that on in any other format, really. It's one of the things I enjoy about shortwave radio is that you can guarantee that sooner or later you're going to pick up a station that has some kind of different perspective on things. So it's quite interesting to do that. Yeah, I would just like to say around the world, I hope you're doing well. Continue listening to IRIB because they're doing a great job. Keep in contact with them. Keep the shortwaves active. I know that the shortwaves aren't exactly as busy as they used to be, so we need to keep that going. And I hope everybody is doing well.
Just heard a piece of nice Iranian music, and here we come to the end of this week's edition of Listeners Special. Many thanks for being with us, and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll discuss the 22nd chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hajj, or Pilgrimage. Before moving on, let's just listen to some verses of this chapter, and we'll be back with you. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ.
Permission to fight has been given to those who are being fought because they were wronged. And indeed, Allah is competent to give them victory.
الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ وَلَوْلَا صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من إن الله لقوي عزيز.
They are those who have been evicted from their homes without right, only because they say, "Our Lord is Allah." And were it not that Allah checks the people, some by means of others, there would have been demolished monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques in which the name of Allah is much mentioned. And Allah will surely support those who support Him. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might.
So, we were talking about the 39th verse of this chapter. أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمُ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. To those against whom war is made, permission is given, for they have been oppressed. And verily, Allah is well able to assist them. And inshallah, after mentioning the few remaining points regarding this verse, we will move on to the 40th verse. But regarding the verse that started talking about the permission of the holy jihad and holy war, it first stated that jihad and holy war is not permissible without the leave of the Almighty Allah and the Messenger of Allah. And then continued saying, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. So at first it says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, surely and verily, and says, عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. So this lam in the beginning of the word قَدِير is here to emphasize on this fact that assisting and supporting of the Almighty Allah is real and it will definitely happen. And it says لَقَدِير, it didn't say إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِير. So the difference between قَدِير and قَدِير is that the meaning of assisting, I mean the scope of assistance in قَدِير is far greater and far more than the word قَدِير, which means if you start the holy war by the permission of the Almighty Allah, and if you do all of your actions based on the permission of the Almighty Allah, and if you start doing your responsibilities, then the Almighty Allah will not stop supporting you. And we don't need to mention that there was only one important condition based and mentioned in this verse, and it's this, that the Almighty Allah's assist and His support is only after your move. So you have to move first, and then you can wait for the Almighty Allah's support to arrive.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
work. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Moving on to the 40th verse, it states, الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. They are those who have been expelled from their homes without right, except that they say, our Lord is Allah. وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسِ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. And had Allah not repelled some people by others, certainly there would have been pulled down cloisters and churches and synagogues and the mosques in which Allah's name is much mentioned. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. And verily, Allah will help him who helps him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Verily, Allah is strong and mighty. So, one of the points actually mentioned in the 40th verse is that vagrancy from home is one of the clearest examples of being oppressed. Patriotism is the natural right of every human being, and expelling from one's home is deprivation of this right, and it is a cause for injustice. This verse is explaining more about the oppressed ones who have been given the permission of defense in the previous verse, and it makes the logic of Islam more clear regarding this type of the holy struggle. The verse says, الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ إِلَّا أَن يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ. The oppressed ones, they are those who have been expelled from their homes without right, except that they say, our Lord is Allah. It is quite evident that the confession to monotheism and oneness of Allah is an honor, and of course it's not a sin, and this confession was not something that might let the polytheists consider a right for themselves to expel them from their home and to force them to migrate from Mecca to Medina, but this is a tender expression which is usually used for condemning the opposite party in such instances. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, this verse has been revealed about the immigrants, and it is also applied about the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they were expelled from their home too and were frightened. We will move on talking about this holy verse inshallah in the later program, so stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. In this program, we're going to look at some principles of upbringing children so that the audience gets a detailed description of the matter concerning how to raise the children Islamically. The answers are mostly based upon the book Children in the Quran and Sunnah, compiled by Ayatollah Ray Shahri. And we have in our studio guest speaker, Sister Salma Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program, dear Sister Salma Khalfan.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. We had a question from the last episode. I'll just repeat the question. We were talking about the roles of the fathers in upbringing their children and how important the role of the father is. So we mentioned a few things, a few points, that, you know, that he should be responsible for his child's actions and that he should know that it is his child. So any sins, any mistakes from his child would be ascribed to him and he would be answerable in the hereafter as well. And then you mentioned one father from the Holy Quran and the bond that he had with his son and the supplications and the importance that he gave to praying for his children. Do you have any more to add on this or should we go to the next?
Yes, I would just like to continue that verse that we were talking about, that he made this dua to show the importance of, you know, like the role that he played.
Okay, all right.
That he's making this dua in Surah Ibrahim, ayat number 40. That Rabbi ja'alni muqima salat wa min dhurriyati Rabbana taqabbal du'ai. My Lord, make me steadfast in prayer. Muqima salat wa min dhurriyati, and my offspring as well. And Rabbana taqabbal du'ai. Please grant my this dua, my prayer.
Okay.
So here I wanted to talk about how to keep up prayer. You know, it's not like reciting prayer. When you keep up prayer, you epitomize the prayer. You become a truthful in what you utter while you're praying.
Okay.
So whenever you say the ruku and sujood, you're actually doing taslim. You're completely submitting to the will of Allah. When you wake up, you know that there is no power but with Allah's permission. So you are completely reliant on Allah. So tawheed is very strong.
So it's not just uttering the words, but basically knowing what you're reciting.
That's right. And that is what is the secret of keeping up prayer. You know, keeping up prayer, one extension can be felt when you're doing jama'at, congregational prayers, which is very good to keep up prayer, to encourage people to pray together.
Yes.
But here you want to keep up prayer even while you're alone if you're praying, then you show what you have transformed in yourself out of this prayer.
Okay.
Because prayer is, like the Holy Prophet mentioned, a well that when you go in, you're clean, come out from it, right? From sins.
True.
So every prayer is a big magical experience that we have. When we sometimes take it for granted.
Yes.
It's a magical experience we have. A lot of
But we have to pray it in that way to have that magical
experience. We do. And that's Hazrat Ibrahim. You see, when he prayed like that, that's when Hazrat Ismail became like that. So this is a lesson for the father, that be such a good role model for your children that they watch you and they get what your message is.
All right.
Rather than talking even out, they should just watch you, your actions, and learn from it.
Okay, let's take a break, dear listeners. Stay tuned and don't go away. We'll be back soon.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Yes, we were talking with Sister Salma Khalfan, and she was explaining us about the verse number 40 of Surah Ibrahim, and that, you know, Prophet Ibrahim prayed for himself to be steadfast in prayer and for his children as well. Yes, Sister Salma Khalfan.
Another third prayer I would like to look at, because, you know, in these supplications we get a lot of messages of how these role models became role models for the children, and to also give a lesson for the fathers out there that what they should do to, you know, to walk along their footsteps.
Because that's why they're mentioned in the Holy Quran for a reason. Yes, true.
So such was the care and concern that was displayed by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam for not only his children, but also for his future descendants. It shows in another prayer. So in another verse, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam made supplication with his child after serving the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raising the foundations of Kaaba. In Surah Baqarah, ayat number 128, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Our Lord, and make us Muslims that submit to you, and from our descendants a community that submits to you. Muslimaini laka wa min dhurriyati." You know, submits, that means completely, like, you know, gives up everything but what you have commanded. "And show us our rights and accept our repentance. Indeed, you are ever accepting of our repentance, the most merciful." So here, look, the father, he's so humble that after building the Kaaba and laying the construction of such a, you know, foundation, important foundation, yet he's so humble that accept it from us.
Yes.
So this is like a role model, that fathers out there, whatever they do, they should not have this attitude that I am the boss. It's Allah who is the boss here.
True,
you see?
Yeah.
So Allah planned it in such a way that we could do these things for
he
you.
He gives us a tawheed.
So in every step, this Allah, this tawheed should be inculcated to the child. I find this very beautiful.
It's very beautiful. I think sometimes we, when we like bring up our children and we think we're the ones who are like taking all the trouble, and we forget that it's Allah who's giving us the tawfiq,
the energy, everything. Yeah,
true. Yes. And even in all these supplications, what I find very interesting is that I know material things are important and we have to ask them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, but the very important and very beautiful thing that they ask for is the spiritual du'as that they have, like make them steadfast in prayers and, you know, being submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is all that is more important than the material side, you know.
In fact, you know, there's a secret in the principle of Allah's, you know, like doings, that whoever gets the spiritual and gets the pleasure of knowing the reality gets the material automatically.
Yes, true.
You know, it's beautiful that when you get the wealth of tawheed and the wealth of the spirituality and the closeness to Allah, first of all, that satisfaction comes in your heart.
Yeah, so it's not necessary that you get the material.
And you will also get it.
Yes.
The beauty is that you get all the things you need.
Yes.
To get a life that is peaceful.
True. I think that's the important thing, isn't it? If you don't actually get everything, you have that satisfaction that you don't need that,
I guess,
the material things anymore.
And also, we see many examples that people who are so satisfied, they could do more to their lives of what they already have than what they already have.
True.
But because they're such good agents of Allah, they want to share it out and distribute it to the people.
Yes.
We find that in life, although they're counted people, but they are there.
True, yes.
And for a father, I think it's amazing that he sets this kind of example.
Oh, yeah, no, it's true. It's very amazing.
So we will go to another point of another father mentioned in the Holy Quran.
Let's just take another break. Dear listeners, stay tuned and we'll be back soon.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. So, Sister Khalfan, we talked about one of the fathers, Prophet Ibrahim, from the Holy Quran, who was a role model. Would you like to mention another prophet from the Holy Quran who is a role model as well?
I would like to mention another prophet here related to creating healthy communication in relationships. How you communicate with a child, you know.
Okay.
So, this is Prophet Yaqub, alayhi salam, who had 12 sons. And amongst the youngest was Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salam. So Prophet Yaqub nurtured a close bond with him. You know, he was reflecting the beauty of Allah in him. So of course, you know, like whoever has this kind of beauty, you will love him more. So it's not something like loving out of your own carnal desires. You know, thinking that because he's more beautiful, no. It's because he reminds me more of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the asma are more of Allah are more you know, prevalent in him.
Okay.
So of course he loved Prophet Yusuf more. So this bond developed a comfortable environment for both of them to communicate.
Okay.
There was a strong bond. Prophet Yusuf did not hesitate to share his dream with his father.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam took the role of an active listener.
Mm-hmm.
So here we get to know that when your child is talking to you, you have to listen to what he says. Not think that he's just a child. His wishes are very important to him.
Mm.
A child who talks to the father, his wishes and his ideas and whatever he says is something so important to himself that he wants it that an elder like his father should listen to him.
Yeah. So you should actually take it.
Be an active listener. Yes. Not that you're in the phone and saying, okay, wait just a moment.
Yeah.
Or really, okay, that's it and brush it off.
Yeah,
no.
True, yeah.
You know, sometimes it happens that fathers think that mothers are doing their job.
Mm.
They've probably given the 100%. So now it doesn't make a difference, but it does make a difference.
Yeah.
Even when they come tired, they want to be listened to by another member of the family who is as important as the mother,
and that's
the father.
True, yeah.
So this young child, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, was so willing to, you know, tell his secret, the dream that he saw, and to this showed this, you know, this communication spirit between himself and his father. His father, how he was listening to him,
okay.
And that Surah Yusuf, ayat number 4, mentions this. That when Yusuf said to his father, "My father, I saw in the dream 11 stars and the sun and the moon, and I saw them all fallen down, prostrating before me."
Okay.
So Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam understood the different personalities of his sons, of course, and he gave clear advice to his young child not to disclose this dream to anyone. So while doing so, he decided not to make this conversation in such a way that to put this hatred between the Hazrat Yusuf and his brothers. He said it in a very nice way,
mm-hmm.
that Shaitan is an open enemy and he whispers.
Okay.
So he would spread this hatred between you and your brothers if you relate this dream.
Okay.
So he didn't blame it on the brothers.
Yes.
He blamed it on Shaitan. So this is very important. You know, when you communicate with your son, you should try to be as realistic as possible.
True, yes, yes. That's very true. Thank you very much, Sister Salma Khalfan. We'll be continuing this discussion in the next episode, inshallah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for joining us on this program. And dear audience, if you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. And visit us at our website, parstoday.com. And subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Call of Islam Radio. Inshallah, till the next program, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Islam solves all of its problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
According to a new global survey by the rights group Plan International, nearly 60% of all female users of online platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, have experienced harassment. This is what is driving young girls from across the world to